commentary questioning Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's patriotism on her March 9th broadcast, and it was criticized as Islamophobic. Fox publicly condemned the host's comments, and according to a source familiar with the matter, privately suspended her. Fox News declined to comment, though, and in recent days continued to say it won't elaborate on what it calls mere scheduling changes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McEntee, and we're on the Huntington County Chamber Radio Station. This is Health and Home, and we're here every Friday from 3 to 4, brought to you by Home Team. Home Team is a home inspection company that I owned, and we do inspections for buyers of real estate properties. You can reach us at 973-547-7748. Today, if you're tuned in to hear my talk with Chris Phelan from the OEM Management, for OEM, from the Office of Emergency Management, unfortunately, Chris went home sick today. So our best wishes to Chris, and hope he feels better today. And we'll have him on either next week, or we'll look at his schedule and get him on the schedule in the coming weeks. But instead, I have Michelle from the Chamber of Commerce, and Michelle's going to help me with explain the chamber and what it means and what it means to the average guy out there. So we'll start with that. But right now, I want to tell you a little bit, like I do every week, about myself and some of the things I've learned over the years. And one of the things I always learned was never burn a bridge. I was in corporate business for quite a while, and now that I'm on my own business, I find myself relying on some people that I did business with years ago that I never did any. I haven't done anything with since. But reaching back, it's nice to know that, you know, the relationships lasted, and that the people that you knew when you started out are helping you now. And there were many times I call for support or questions, and it's good that you have those relationships, and I'm encouraged to do that. And it's funny because I had dinner with three of my buddies that I played football in college last week, last Saturday night, and it's been probably 30 years since I've seen some of these guys, and it's funny how the friendships last, and if they're true friendships, it doesn't matter. We continued. It felt like we were just back in high school, even though it was 30 years before. We laughed. We ate about 4 pounds of prime rib at a restaurant in North Jersey, El Cid's. They serve prime rib like it's a 4-pound block of meat. I think we ate a cow that night, but we had a good time. And it's funny, those relationships come back and how they can help each other. One of my buddies there, Howie, he's been in business for himself for many years, and he's given me some good advice and some encouragement along the way. So I appreciate that. And we also lived our football stories, which, you know, as one of as Howie always says, as the older we get, the better we were. So, you know, and just remember that when you live your memories, it's like glory days. The only people that appreciate them are the people that share them. Nobody else cares about them. So just remember who your crowd is and enjoy yourself. My father always said that don't burn the bridge. And, you know, because the people you meet on the way up are the same people you meet on the way down. That sort of connotates that you're going to be up and down. But I look at it this way. There are people I haven't seen in years that I'm glad I treated them well. One of the things my daughter taught me very early on, and my daughter's always opening my eyes to things that I never thought I did wrong, but she's good at pointing it out. We were talking about bullying one day, and I said, you know, and she looked at me, she said, did you ever bully people in school? I said, I didn't even think about it, Jess, but I don't think I ever remember putting somebody down to the point where I bullied them. She said, but did you help somebody that was being bullied? And I said, no, I can't say I did. She said, did you laugh with everybody else? I said, yeah. She said, then you bullied. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, the studies show that the person being bullied knows that the bully is a bully, and they don't care about that person. But what hurts them the most is when the people they look up to or their friends don't do anything about it, and they participate in it just by not doing anything. And I look back, and I think that, you know, and she said to me, Dad, you were 6'2", 230 pounds in high school. If you said stop it, they would. And think of how many times you could have stopped it. And you know, I look back with regret now, and I think of times that people were bullying somebody in the cafeteria or making fun of somebody with a disability. And while I didn't participate, I didn't do anything to stop it. And my position probably could have, because I think people would have ran from me. Because maybe I wasn't the big thug, but I was 6'2", 230, and people were afraid of me. And I didn't, you know, I had ability to stop it, and I didn't. But so take the time to do that. We're going to do a commercial, then we're going to do the weather, and then we're going to talk with Michelle about the chamber. So hang on.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
All right. I'm going to claim that I'm 6 for 6. Even though last week I left here, the sun was out. I drove to Phillipsburg and I got in into a monsoon. But you know what? Until I left here, it was sunny and shine. It was a beautiful day. And today it looks like a gorgeous day out there again here in Flemington, even though my forecast says rain with a high of 49 and a low of 33. Saturday is calling for partly cloudy with a high of 51 and a low of 29. Sunday with partly with sun at 56 degrees with a low of 40. And then Monday we're back into the rain at 49 and 26 low. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Looks like a beautiful week next week, guys. Sun Tuesday, Thursday, and Wednesday with the highs around 50 and the lows around 25. So enjoy the week. Hopefully, look at the rest of the country. I still think I'm going to knock on wood because I was watching the news this morning and watching Nebraska and the ice flows and the water and the damage and the cycle. You know, and then there's a cyclone in Mogadishu, I guess it was. It's they say it's the worst cyclone in recorded history. So I guess our little weather in New Jersey, we can be happy about. We'll be right back with Michelle. Hang on.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we're back. I'm here with Michelle. Michelle is the assistant director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Hunterdon, and actually the first person I met when I joined the chamber, and she's been a big help. So, Michelle, maybe we start off with you just introducing, and maybe I got your title right, and
sure.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Good. Okay. I am the executive assistant to the Hunterdon County Chamber, and yeah, I came to the chamber about July of 2018. You know, looking for a way to have a job that engages with the community, and something that was actually moving the ball forward and something that personally mattered to me. So I came to the organization admittedly not knowing much and then very quickly came up to speed about the wealth of programming and services and benefits that the chamber provides in the community. You know, living here for 4 years, there were things I had no idea that the chamber had, you know, reach and associations with. But we're going to cover a lot today, I'm sure. So,
okay. Well, you know, one of the things I learned very early on is the chamber is very helpful and very friendly. Everybody is in the chamber for the same reason, to develop business.
Yeah. So,
and the philosophy, I guess, is the business breeds a better community.
Yes. So the mission of the chamber is to support and promote the economy, including obviously the crux of that is the local businesses that are here. And so the mission is to improve the quality of life for work, play, and tourism in Hunterdon County. So the chamber provides a conduit to all these organizations to get together and work on various initiatives and attend various programs and such. And even this radio station, you know, the intention is to promote the economy and act as a go-to resource for information about the community, about business, about all things Hunterdon County. So,
well, that's great because, I mean, I've been lucky enough to travel most of the country over my 30 years, and I've been into some towns in the Midwest that literally are devastated when they lose a big plant. And we're lucky in New Jersey, I think, because we have such a strong, diverse business culture mm-hmm. that we, you know, even when the big company leaves, it hurts, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't cripple the economy. I mean, I've been in towns in Ohio where, the factory closed and every 7-Eleven closes because there's no more business.
Yeah.
All the little stores close, all the supermarkets close, and it literally affects widespread, in Hunterdon. We're lucky because in the chamber, we have companies that are one-man shops, like my, companies I know, and we have companies like Exxon Mobil up in Clinton that are members, and they participate and lend their expertise to the chamber's offerings.
Yeah, so we actually have approximately 600 members in the chamber, and so,
wow.
You know, depending on the various things you interact with, you'll meet different subsets of our membership at all these different, you know, programs, services, events. the largest employer, I believe, if I'm correct, is Hunter and Healthcare in the county. And they are very, very involved chamber members. So those 600 members encompass about 15,000 employees that work for those companies. And maybe they don't necessarily live in Hunterdon County, but they come here almost every day to work.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
You know, the chamber operates with a heavy volunteer population. And Larry, you yourself are volunteering your time right now to do a radio show. So, you know, almost everything we do relies on people from organizations coming in and volunteering their time. We are a three-person staff here at the chamber. Chris Phelan, president, me as the executive assistant, and as of January, we have a vice president, Anna Gallietta. So we could do a lot, but we can't do everything. And, you know, we're grateful and appreciative for all the volunteers that you know, donate their time.
Well, you would think you have a staff of 12 or 15 the way you pull some of these events off. So I've only been involved in a few of them because I'm new to the chamber. I mean, I'm an old Hunterdon County guy in a sense. I lived here many years ago, but I got involved in knee-deep very quickly. One of the things that if you're out there and you're in small business and you're thinking about joining, come to some of the events. Most of the events are open to the public. I mean, sometimes you got to pay a fee to come, but you can come, find out what it's about, meet some other chamber members. One of the things I find in the chamber is that it's a group of people looking to do business and looking to do business well. And some of them in business a long time, some of them a very short time. I never leave a meeting not feeling, even if I don't have a lead for business out of it, I leave feeling energized.
Yeah.
By other business owners that are struggling just like you. It's all, like the old saying, misery loves company, because I wake up some morning saying, what the hell did I do? But I think I've never found a chamber member yet that doesn't put their hand out and say, hey, what do you do?
Yeah, no, I think that's part of the culture of the chamber, and the goal of the chamber is that, hey, we're all on the same team. We are all trying to, you know, succeed in business in Hunterdon County. And as much as you think it would be really competitive and, you know, this person wants to make sure I get that lever, it's at least my experience and maybe from what you've experienced, it's not like that at all. You know,
no.
They're, like you said, you have home inspectors even same day doing your radio show,
yeah.
But there's enough, you know, to business to go around, and everybody really does work to promote the region as itself, you know, to try to get more business to the area and increase our population.
I mean, there are two things I think I find that dictate the health of the community is their school systems,
mm-hmm.
and then the business community.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without a good school system, you don't draw the families, you don't draw the things. You have issues with law enforcement when you have kids who are not getting educations and or not in school, not looking for a brighter future.
Yeah.
And then the business community, because if you're not employing people and the storefronts aren't full and people aren't spending money locally, you drive the atmosphere down.
Yeah. So actually, just to talk about some of the things that we're involved in, one of our primary initiatives and purposes is economic development. So actually, the Office of Economic Development from Hunterdon County is housed in our building, in our offices at 119 Main Street. And we work together with them on various things, trying to develop ideas that'll attract and recruit businesses to the region. The Office of Economic Development has recently, it's got a lot of publicity, organized the 78-22 Coalition, Mayor's Coalition. And this is a, you know, concerted effort from all of these surrounding municipalities that, you know, go along those corridors to attract business to those regions and talk about, you know, who do we want to bring in? Where do we want this person? What, where can we put them? Where would this work best? And, you know, when everybody's in the same room talking about the same thing on the same page, how great is that? As opposed to everybody in their own little areas trying to do their own thing. It's this very collaborative nature. And so Chris, our president, he is part of that. So, you know, we directly
he facilitates
have
it, though, which is important because I know, and I've been involved in Morris County. They were looking at some things like a community pool, and they thought the mayors got together. They said, listen, they don't want to create a third community pool and strip the other two down because
mm-hmm.
they're two healthy pools.
Okay.
So why open a third and end up with three poor performing pools instead of two. So that kind of conversation, I think, is vital. And we're seeing more of that across the state, which is a good thing. I think we're seeing shared services and
absolutely, and
focused services instead of every town's got to have one.
Yeah.
Maybe we share this garbage collection. Maybe we share this.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right. And spend the public's money.
Yeah.
We're going to take a few minute break here, and then we'll be back. Hang on. We'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back. Good segue there on the chamber and the committees. Michelle, maybe you can start telling us a little bit about the chamber and all the things that people might not know about it.
Sure. So, obviously, we're just talking about economic development. Yes, it's good for our president to be involved in some of these, you know, meetings and coalitions, but the average member is invited into our committees. So we have about, believe it or not, 30 almost active committees. The one that would relate directly to economic development is called Advancing Hunterdon. And all of our committees meet for 1 hour a month. And that commitment, again, it's all on a volunteer basis. But let's say a business owner has an vested interest in a particular issue. We have committees that meet up once a month, discuss these issues that businesses are facing, and try to come up with solutions. And these are concrete things. One of our most popular committees is called the Business and Government Committee. And it looks at the legislation coming out of Trenton, coming out of, you know, even at the federal level, and saying, how is that going to impact our local, right here, businesses? The really hot topic recently, the marijuana legalization, the increase of the minimum wage, you know. So we actually took a position on the increase of the minimum wage. We wanted it to be gradually, you know, phased in. We asked for some very specific, industries to have some concessions, you know, that didn't have to necessarily comply with that $15 an hour. And we sent a letter of all of our, you know, wish list of what, you know, please take our opinion into consideration. And then, you know, we saw some of the things definitely get acknowledged and fulfilled. We don't know if it was a, you know, direct relation to what we had asked for, but it did manifest in the final legislation.
Well,
but
you can be sure if you didn't do it and other people didn't do it,
sure,
it wouldn't have got addressed. So
sure.
Sometimes it's difficult to say, okay, we did that. But
yeah,
if you did it and the chamber from South Jersey did it and anybody, it takes the time to voice their opinion. And that's why with government, I think people think, you know, you elected them, so now go away and do your work. The government is us.
Yeah. You have to voice your opinion.
You have to let them know.
Yeah. And so that is actually the chamber's tagline. It's the voice of business. And so how do you know what the business wants? Well, here we are. Here are the actual owners and the employees of these businesses sitting in our conference room around a table, 20 of them once a month, you know, talking about these issues and saying, well, my business feels this way about it. What does your business feel about it?
And if it comes to the legislator in a well-organized letter with support in people's names
signatures.
I mean, I know I sat on the Board of Ed for 10 years, and rather than, say, a parent getting up there at the microphone at a public meeting and spouting off, you know, and they're entitled to do that, but it goes where?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with that? Versus somebody coming to me with a committee that looked at it and they all agreed that this is something we should look. Then it draws more attention, and I think it's very effective.
It has more impact. Yeah, yes. It's definitely impactful. And honestly, there are several issues, you know, going on right now. And there's things that are hyper local, like the Courthouse Square redevelopment project across the street here, which the chamber, you know, came out and took a position in favor of. So it varies to state level, local, hyper local. But again, it's open to our members to come in and donate their time and work on these issues and say, you know, how can we, as a group, you know, collectively, what can we do? So, you know, that's one piece of advocacy. But as a chamber, we also advocate for individual businesses. You know, if they're facing a certain issue and they need help, we recently signed a resolution of support for the Hunterdon County VOTEC, Vocational. Our board of directors, you know, they have their monthly meeting and they approve this resolution. And what that was intended for is now the Hunterdon County VOTEC is going to be applying for an application for, you know, a bond, I believe, or grant, not sure the actual term.
Funding,
money, yeah. And they're looking to expand their services, expand their programs. They have a great, like, Segway nursing program that partners with Raritan Valley Community College, but they're like the structure and the classroom sizes limit how many they can do each semester and each, you know, cycle. So that VOTEC is a great resource in the county that, you know, goes to a certain pool of, you know, industry, again, types of jobs that are great and high-paying jobs that, you know, we need these type of programs. And so we fully supported that. And you know, as a collective, again, you've got this organization representing you and saying, oh, this is a good idea. So the people that are then giving out this money say, okay, Chamber of Commerce, you know, endorses this application. We hope that gives some, again, impact. And,
well,
you know,
it clearly translates to votes because these are people that are taking the time to make their voices known.
Yeah.
And you know, where their intentions go, so do the votes. So I think it also gives legislators a chance to be reactive to what the people want.
Because
they don't live in ivory towers, and they need to know what's concerning people. And sometimes what's so obvious to the VOTEC program might not be so obvious to our senators and our assembly members and stuff like that.
So I would like to, you know, say this is a great strong point of the chamber is advocacy, just advocating for a member, you know, even if it's a small issue, if they're facing a problem maybe with a particular agency, you know, we can try to help navigate that. Same thing with the Economic Development Office. They can offer assistance and resources for that too. So advocacy is something we're really proud to help out with.
I can only imagine you can help with getting to the right place, too. Because sometimes it might just be a question.
If we can't do it, yeah.
Right? It might be just, hey, go talk to John over at planning or something.
Yeah, and, you know, we have those relationships maybe already established. We know the proper people to reach out to or who can assist with that or, yeah, exactly what you're saying. So we have that resource, you know.
I always thought you get a better result when you follow the chain of command, in a sense. And people say, well, that's just bull. But sometimes you have to be that way because you're on these boards and you're governed. I was on the board of ed, as I said before. But people come to you with a problem, and I'd say, have you talked to the principal? And they say, no. I say, well, you have to talk to the principal.
First, yeah.
Because I can't do anything as a board member if the principal hasn't weighed in. And then if they don't get anything, they don't get results that they need or they feel they deserve, have you talked to the superintendent?
Yeah.
Because at a board level, somebody comes to you at a public meeting, and just like a township, to come to the mayor, say, hey, blah, 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 have you done this? Because they have to go back to those people. And if they don't know about it or they haven't come to a resolution, then it has to go that way.
Yeah.
Because you have to give people a chance to do their jobs. Because I can tell you, 9 out of 10 times, the principal solved the problem. It didn't have to go any higher. And that's why you pay people along those ways. And I assume that the chamber could help us with that, businesses find those right people. Because sometimes they're not so obvious. They're not in a phone book.
And probably for good reason. But they'd be inundated. But that for sure. You know, anybody having an issue, we try to help as much as possible. Even if, you know, we might not have the answer, we'll try to work to find the answer.
And well, you've paired me up with other companies, too, that have gone through it. So then sometimes it's just a matter of making contact with somebody else that knows more.
Sure, yeah.
Great. So what else are you doing then?
Yeah, that's you know, another, I pun intended, we have pillars out in front of our, you know, building. And I say that's one of the pillars. So we've got economic development. We've got advocacy, connecting members. So just like you're saying, you know, there's many opportunities to connect members. But we offer for our chamber members and non-members who want to come out and see the program, like you're saying, we offer some networking opportunities. So twice a month, we do what's called the Leeds Exchange programs. One's in the north in Clinton, one's central here in Flemington. And those are, again, moderated by volunteer members. Judy Gold, Coldwell Banker, Tom Fitzgerald leads the north one. And, you know, they take 1 hour a month of their time to lead these meetings and moderate and help everybody introduce themselves to each other. But it's an opportunity for people to come out, talk a little bit about their business, and then see who else is in the community that you might not have even known was in the community. So,
and if you haven't been to one of these meetings, it's very well run and it's run on schedule. So it starts early in the morning, which is tough for me, but at the same time, it's the best time because it's the only time I know where I'm going to be. And, I go there, and they give you like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, depending on how many people are there, to do your elevator pitch, and you get to hand out your card. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, and then you usually have a little guest speaker every once in a while, once a month to talk about their business. And it's over and done with in an hour. You're back on your way. You get a hot breakfast out of it usually, or at least the coffee and Danish. But it's well worth the time if you want to know who's out there and who's working in the business world. And it's no mistake when you see the people that are in the room, the businesses that are doing well. I mean, because they're out there working that 7 o'clock morning breakfast.
Yeah. And that is all included in membership. You know, there's other organizations that have you pay per visit, but you can go to all of them if you, you know, want to. Just the plug, April 3rd is the next North meeting. And that Jeannie Murphy is public relations is going to speak on how to deal with a negative review by the public. Then following that, April 17th, Roseanne DeTorres of DeTorres and DeGeorge Family Law is actually going to speak about perfecting your elevator pitch. And she's an excellent speaker, so we highly recommend, you know, you get a chance to go hear her talk. That would be April 17th at the Leeds Central in Flemington at the Hampton Inn, Flemington. So beyond that, we occasionally hold evening programs. So if you're not a morning person, like you said, we do, and we call them card clubs, and we're not playing poker or, you know.
It's not a gambling casino.
Yeah, we're not doing a tournament, but it's an opportunity, more of like a social mingle. I don't know. Have you ever been to one, Larry?
No, I don't think I've made a card meeting yet.
Okay. Yeah. I think our last one was in December, actually. That would have been the holiday card club. And
oh, no. Then I made the holiday party.
Okay. That was, so the holiday party. That
was a little different, though.
Yeah.
It was,
but a little higher, the food, you know, and all that. But usually the card club is hosted usually by a member business at their place of business. And so that's an opportunity for that business to show off their location and invite all the membership into their location and show it off. We provide, you know, the marketing, and we push this event out everywhere we possibly can. And then that member usually gives a nice spread of food, and sometimes there's even alcohol. So that helps the social relationship forming. But, you know, you come out to one of these, there might be, you know, anywhere from 50 to 100 to 150, depending on the location and where it is, members coming out. And again, you could meet people that, you know, you maybe been wanting to meet. This business, I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to do business with them, but I haven't ever come across somebody who works there. So those programs, again, intended to make connections between.
Well, and one of the things I find is that you won't find, even if you're a shy person, if you stand there by yourself, somebody's going to come up and introduce themselves to you.
And that goes back to what you're saying.
We're all there for the same reason, and you don't have to feel bad. I mean, I've been in sales for 30 years, and I still don't like cold calling. this is a room full of people that want to be approached, want to learn about your business, and they want to tell you about theirs. So it's a safe environment in a sense that it's a great way to practice your elevator pitch. So when you're in a more hostile environment or an environment that you have to be on your game, it's nice to be able to practice with somebody who's doing the same thing instead of, you know, fumbling over your 2-minute pitch when you get your shot.
Yeah.
So
good practice.
Yeah. And I haven't been in an event yet where, you know, I was new, so I didn't know a lot of people, but I stood there with a drink in my hand, and within 30 seconds, somebody comes and says, "Hey, Larry, what do you do?" You know, and so people are always like walking around doing that, and you'll find it's an incubator atmosphere.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, a lot of people come to the chamber particularly looking to network. And we always say, like, these programs are probably like our most well-known programs. And so, yes, we love that opportunity to get you in through that. But a great way to network is to get more involved in the chamber, and then you get deeper into the membership and knowing who's who and who does this and who. No,
that goes back to selling is relationships. And
yeah,
if people meet you and they meet you in a non-selling atmosphere and they like you, they're going to look to you when they need help.
Yeah, and think of you when, you know.
When they're out of sight, out of mind, they're saying, right.
So, you know, the networking programs are a great gateway, but we say we really like to get people engaged more in some different things.
And that's a good point, too, that people, you know, they think that that the chamber is going to generate business for them. The chamber doesn't. It encourages it. It gives you the atmosphere, the outline, the room.
The tools.
The tools. The people puts them in the room, but you still have to be, you have to go out there and get it.
Yeah.
You have to give back to the community, too. The more people that give, that you get back, I think.
Definitely. I know.
But don't expect to join the chamber and then all of a sudden just checks start rolling in. It doesn't work. Doesn't work quite that way, guys. If it was that easy, we'd have a lot more members.
Well, you yourself said, you know, you get out what you put in. And so if you join the chamber and you never come to a thing, you never use any of our online services, you don't do anything, I don't know.
At the end of the year, when it's time to renew, you're going to say, "Oh, I didn't get anything out of it."
But little did you know, we were advocating on all these business issues. You know, we were providing all these unseen benefits that you might have not been, you know, what's the word?
Aware of consciously,
but implicitly you received those benefits without you even knowing.
But the thing with that is, you're going to do that whether I'm a member or not. The key I find is, even this radio show, I mean, I don't know that I'm booking inspections because of it, but I've already met a great electrician.
Yeah.
I've already met the people from the Radon Supplies Company. I've already met a great realtor.
Yeah.
Even the hour I spent with them, I feel like I have a connection now. I can pick up the phone and call Jeannie Murphy.
Yeah.
Jeannie Murphy was my introduction into the chamber. And I could pick up the phone and call Jeannie Murphy and ask her a PR question or ask her a real estate question because she happens to be a realtor too. But
yeah.
That's what I find is tremendous, is you're building your Rolodex. And believe it or not, I still keep an old-fashioned Rolodex with business cards because I've changed formats and phones like a dozen times in the last 10 years. I still have a big Rolodex that I have over 4,000 or 5,000 cards in. But you know what? And with LinkedIn now, it's so great because you can find the name. They don't work there anymore, but you can look up the name and then you'll find out where they're at.
Yeah.
So it's really like a living Rolodex in a sense.
But. Yeah. So actually, the chamber does have a group on LinkedIn where we encourage members to post. So, you know, if you are looking for a particular something or you need help with something, we say to members, you know, post as needed on the group. Obviously, we run other social media pages and we encourage people to follow us on social media so that you stay up to date with what the chamber is offering and working on. But
yeah, there's no excuse anymore. But people say to me, well,
I didn't know.
I didn't know about the chamber event. I said, did you check the calendar?
Yeah.
I mean, the calendar is pretty up to date. One of the big things I'm a stickler for, I serve on the board of the Morris Arc, and I'm a stickler for the event page being up to date, because if people go on there and it's out of date, they don't come back.
Yeah.
It's important that it's up to date, because people want to check in on the fly, and sometimes it's Tuesday afternoon I check, and then I'm, oh, it's a card thing tomorrow. I can go.
Yeah.
Because, you know, business is fluid, and it has to flow. And that's the other thing I want to tell you about the chambers. There's no big commitment that you're, oh, my God, I got to commit or I'm going to get shot. You know, I mean, if you can make the event, you make the event. If you can't, you can't. There are some events where you pay for and you may lose your money if you can't make it, or you can register at the last minute, pay a little bit more. But the chamber really operates on a break-even analysis. I mean, I think they only charge when they're spending money.
Yeah.
So, if you get, if you spend a
we
10
are
bucks,
nonprofit.
Yeah, you're getting breakfast out of it or something. You know what I mean?
So Well, if you really break membership down, you know, by month, if you came to exactly
one event a month,
you're getting your ROI there. But in terms of, you know, connecting members to each other, we have plenty of opportunities to do that. Another thing we do is we like to connect our members to the community. So obviously, you want to be able to be found. Our website links to a business directory, and we have one of the most, you know, in-depth business directories, I think, you know, out there. Obviously, some businesses might not be on Yelp. Some businesses might not have a Google listing, but we link all of our members' websites and social media. So if I go to Google and I type Hunterdon County Home Inspectors, Hunterdon County Accountants, I guarantee you the chamber is on the first page of that search engine. And that's because we just link to so many different pages. That being said, you know, I know we had talked about this before.
Yeah, you don't even have to go to Google. Go to the Hunterdon County page and look up accountants.
Yeah.
You're going to get accountants that are members of the chamber. So one of the things you're going to find is they're local, they're doing business local, and they're paying to be part of the community. Mm-hmm. So it's better than a cold referral, because you're going to get somebody at least. And you can always call the office here and say, hey, what about John Smith? Do you know John? Michelle or Chris will be happy to give you a referral, give you an introduction even. So, you know, things like that. I mean, how many times are you looking for somebody to do something like your CPA to do your taxes or a question on air conditioning? Go to the chamber page, go to the, you know, Eric Simcoe's page, is third generation electrician. Wow, this is a guy that's been in town for 100 years. His family's been here. Now you got a referral, not just some guy that, you know, oh, somebody told me about somebody. You're looking at somebody who's been here and has a presence.
Yeah, and definitely, you know, from those pages, from the membership side, you can actually see the analytics of how many people, how many times you've been referred, how many people have viewed your website through us and then gone to your website through us. And so we do have those metrics available to see, you know.
Oh, click-throughs, that's important.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you can check yours. We can do it after this.
Well, I tell you what, now that you told me I could do that, I'd like to see if I've seen any traffic. Because, I mean, I'm always surprised when I get business that way. But I tell you the truth, I needed a limousine, and I went to the chamber membership, you know, and you look up and you get somebody, you know, because you just don't know. Picking the yellow pages, it's like picking out of a hat.
Yeah.
At least picking out of the chamber, you know somebody who's taking the time to register. Even if they don't live in the area, they're taking time to say, I want to do business in Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
I live right across the border in Morris County. But, I mean, literally, I'm closer here than I am to Parsippany, to tell you
it's
the truth.
True.
And Parsippany takes me an hour and a half in the morning. It takes me 20 minutes to get to Clinton.
Yeah. Well, with the, you know, the Amazons and, you know, the online commerce, you know, we want to keep the money in our community, even if it's right over the
Well, but even then, you're going to waste your time, though, because if you do Google and you get a contract that it's in, you know, Erie, Pennsylvania, you read him, oh, this is a great guy, but then you realize he's 3 hours away or four.
Yeah.
You want somebody who's going to be here, some of this stuff. And
yeah.
Also, you want to know what the big companies are doing. I mean, we always contrary, a lot of a small business in the networking is because, you know, Exxon doesn't need to come to our breakfast and network.
I mean,
but they offer intelligence. They offer education a lot of times. They offer support.
And they're a huge employer for, you know,
sure,
the region.
Well, and people look to them for things, and they deliver all the
research
time.
Research and development, for sure. Oh, they lead the industry.
Yeah. Well, I did business with them in my last job, actually. They were one of our biggest customers, so I spent some time up in Clinton, and there's some pretty smart people up there. If you don't know what they do, they do a lot of research. There's 3,000 chemicals that Exxon produces on an annual basis, and it's kind of crazy what they do for your everyday life. Everybody thinks it's only the gasoline you put in your engine, but it's a lot more than that.
And it's right here in Huron County.
Yes,
and some people might not even know that they're right here. But
sure.
That's really cool and impressive. So definitely, that's a simple way to connect the members to the community. Another thing that we offer on our website, which anybody listening, I encourage you to visit our website, which is hunterdonchamber.org. We have a community calendar. So anybody can post to this community calendar. If you have an organization that's hosting a charity event, you have somebody, like just to, off the top of my head, Chick-fil-A does bingo almost every Wednesday morning for breakfast and does prizes. You know, maybe there are people that would want to participate in these community events but don't know that they're happening. So we try to set up this community calendar as a resource for the county, and people, we encourage you to post on it. We encourage you to visit it regularly to see what's going on in the community. Our county Parks and Rec does a great job of loading up all their events for, you know, pretty much they're through the fall, they're loaded up. Even, you know, Somerset Patriots have put all their games on the schedule. So again, we encourage everybody to utilize that resource. But then we do have some larger community events. I'll do a shameless plug, and maybe you could hold this up to that camera. But the Huron County Community Day, it's a little lag, but here it goes. The Huron County Community Day is going to be hosted this year, June 1st. And if you've never been to Community Day, you have to come. Larry, have you been to Community Day?
I have not.
Well, you can come as a vendor if you'd like, but if you don't think that's the right fit, I encourage you to come just as a, you know, participant, spectator. But we have tons of family oriented activities. We got a petting zoo, pony rides, there's going to be a reptile show. Unity Bank is bringing out their hot air balloon for some tethered balloon rides, and that again is June 1st, rain or shine, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. down at the county fairgrounds in Ringo's. Our presenting sponsor for that is Huron Healthcare. So we work with the county. Huron County helps to organize this as well.
Yeah, the Cultural Heritage Commission.
Yep. And it's a really big event. Probably over 3,000 people attend that. So we offer, you know, to businesses, you want to have a little table, a little display at this event, please contact us. We usually get over 100, if not 150, you know, people displaying. And I know, you know, prior to working at the chamber, we would go to this every single year.
Is there a fee? Is it open to the public?
It's a suggested donation of $5 for parking. But pretty much everything else.
So you can take the family there for $5.
Yeah. There's food, you know, to purchase. I'm sure, and I'm sure you can buy some other things while you're there. But there's a lot that is free. That's correct.
So you're talking about $5, though, for a day out. And that's pretty reasonable in today's culture.
And the reptile show, I guess. I've never sat for the show, but apparently that is a big hit. So
okay.
That's a
June 1st.
Yep, June 1st. And, again, connecting back to the community, the 31st annual Huron County Business Expo and Food Showcase is on November 7th this year. And you did it last year, Larry. I know you did the expo, so you can talk about the expo. But that is a community connection opportunity, but it's also a business-to-business connection opportunity. And that is more like a traditional trade show setup. It last year was hosted at the Next Level Arena in Flemington, next to Flemington Ice Arena. And that one, same thing, kind of has 130 vendors set up in trade show in style in rows with drapes, pipes and drapes. And About 15 restaurants offered samplings of their food during the food showcase. And then we had all kinds of creative things. You know, we had a drone flying around. They had, what else? Bill Spadia from NJ1015.
I will tell you, yeah, Bill Spadia was there.
Yeah, he was our special guest. And they had a golf demonstration by Hawk Point. And the escape room, Space Escapes, had done a demonstration. So they're, you know, tons of interesting setups at these different booths of these different companies, but it's another great opportunity for a resident, you know, to come out to this and say, wow, look at this business that we have. That's in Hunterdon County. I didn't even know they were here, you know. So we provide that as a way for the public to interact with the businesses of Hunterdon County and to see who's here and what kind of things we do. So that's another large-scale event that we do. The third large-scale community event is the Hunterdon Holiday Parade. We host that in the beginning of December. I believe this year is December 8th is the targeted date, but Hunterdon County Holiday Parade, Hunterdon Holiday Parade, again, about 100 different floats coming down Main Street, Flemington, and some people are like, well, I don't have a float. And we say, well, that's okay. You can walk in the parade. You can decorate a pickup truck for the parade. And, you know, for $100, I believe, is the charge for a business to participate, you get exposure to about 10,000 people down Main Street to share your business with. And it's a feel-good community event that here we all are. And it's the holidays, you know. It's not necessarily a Christmas parade, but it's a holiday parade. We do it early enough in the season.
You have to be politically correct today.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of holidays around that time. Know, so we try to, you know, accommodate. And
everybody.
We do have very diverse floats that come down.
Sure.
So that is a really nice large scale event, again, that the chamber organizes in conjunction with the county. But that, to me, those are the big, you know, marquee events that relate to the community.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break right now, just run a few commercials for people, and then we'll be right back, and we'll wrap things up. So hang on.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back with Michelle. And Michelle, there's a couple items you want to tie up with, though.
Sure. I want to talk about the professional development opportunities that we offer and affordable. So three things. We have the Center for Business and Entrepreneurship, that Unity Bank Center for Business and Entrepreneurship, that is going to be the building behind the main building at 119 Main Street, that's going to be a meeting place, open for rental. If you have a business that needs a meeting space, or you're a business looking to host an event or a course or something, we are going to hopefully be opening that up at the end of this year. We're right in the process of getting approved by the planning board. But in the meantime,
so even the chamber has to go to the planning board.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. But in the meantime, we are offering the courses currently in our own conference room. So little plug, April 12th, we have Sandler Training doing Building an Organization of Excellence. This is intended for executives to move their companies closer to excellence, talking about planning, processes, metrics. That's Friday, April 12th from 9 to 11. And then 1 week, or less than a week, the 27th of March, we have a What's Your Business Worth seminar run by BKC. And they are one of the great accounting firms in the county. But so those are just two programs. But there's, again, visit our calendar, our chamber calendar, to see all the other courses coming up. As professional development, one of our committees is the Women's Business Forum. They each year organize a large-scale summit. I was asked to put that up there. This is April 9th, coming up quick. It's a professional development opportunity open to men and women, even though it's called the Women's Leadership Summit, organized by the women. And we have lots of great speakers coming out to share their knowledge about communications this year. Our keynote is Megan Lamb of Cisco Systems. And we're excited for this program and really get a great response. So those are two things. One more, we offer an immersive program called Leadership Hunterdon. And if you haven't heard about this, or you don't know about this, go to our website and start reading about it, because we offer a immersive program that runs about 10 months from the school year, September to June. Again, 1 day a month commitment. And what you do is you learn about different facets of the county and you develop your leadership skills. And you speak to any of the alumni. They will tell you the, incredible impact that this has had on their lives in not only developing themselves, but just learning about.
Well, I think it's important you learn about the county. Yeah. You learn about the, even if you were to say you want to run for a freeholder or run for a councilman or mm-hmm. even Board of Education, knowing who's in the county and who's who and how the
how
system runs.
Yep.
A lot of people don't understand the freeholders or the planning board. And, I get into it all the time when I was on the Board of Ed. They think you can just change things. And there's a lot of things that prevent you from doing that. Mm-hmm. So learning about these systems and, they think the planning board has all this power to deny people from building, and they can't. I mean, they have to, there's the laws that go into effect, and there's rules and regs. And
it's really an immersive program. They cover transportation, like a day on health, a day, about the services around the county. They do a day on arts and culture and tourism and talking about the challenges that we face as a county. So that is like a feather in the cap of the Hunterdon County Chamber, because this program is really impressive. And so we are taking applications actually for the 2020 class of 2020. The 2019 class is set to graduate in June. And at the end of every class, they do a white paper where they hone in on a topic and create a white paper surrounded that topic. And all those are actually available on the website. So if you'd like to see what past classes worked on, it's all available online.
That's pretty impressive. I mean, because that's important. I think education is lifelong.
Yeah.
People think, I got out of college and the first thing I did was enroll in night school to get my MBA. And people say, what are you, crazy? I said, I missed school.
Yeah.
I love to learn. I don't know if I love to learn. I love to be around people. I love to have discuss new things. I love to hear different opinions. And it helps shape your world. I mean, I think you stop learning, you stop growing, and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's a great program. I looked at that, and I was trying to figure out how to way to be able to do it. And it's hard sometimes with small business because, you know, you're doing everything. I was a commission salesman all my life pretty much and thought I worked for myself till I owned my own business. And I didn't work for myself in my previous jobs. Now I'm working for myself. It's a little different.
Yeah.
But
it's
great. It's great. It's great knowledge. And you can't buy that kind of exposure. I mean,
yes.
if you had to buy that kind of consulting, you'd have to pay a fortune for it.
Yeah.
That's one thing that Chamber offers you guys is you get to talk to people that if you had to pay for this, it would cost you a lot more than having coffee with them. And I haven't met a Chamber member yet that I didn't say, hey, can we catch a cup of coffee? And, you know, you go over to Panera or Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, have a cup of coffee, spend a half an hour with somebody. First of all, people like to help people, but you have to be genuine. You can't be fake. You got to really want to learn and you got to really want to listen. And if you're going to ask the question, you have to listen to the answers, too, because a lot of people ask questions, and then if they don't get the answer they want, they discount it.
That's true.
You don't have to agree, but you got to listen to it.
Well, if anybody listening is interested in Leadership Hunterdon, there is an info session. It's very informal. You know, come out, ask questions, hear about the program. That's on April 10th, and that's here at the Chamber at 8:30. And again, I want to reiterate, if you go to huntertonchamber.org, go to the Chamber calendar. You can see all of these programs coming up. So,
all right. Well, before I close, April's coming fast. April is Autism Awareness Month, and near and dear to my heart. I have a 27-year-old son who has autism. He's a nonverbal 27-year-old who's never said a word, but yet he's probably the light of my life and continues to make me realize what's important in life and what unabashed love is. And so I'm going to have a guest on in August from the New Jersey Autism Society. It used to be COSAC, and it was a member of COSAC years ago when Matthew was first diagnosed. And if you don't think it affects you, 1 in 34 is the number in New Jersey today. 1 in 34. If our kids were being abducted at a rate at 1 in 34, we'd be calling the National Guard. But people are not aware of it. When my son was diagnosed, I didn't know anybody with autism. Today, I don't think I know a family that isn't affected by autism. So we'll have some special events on my radio show in August. I mean, in April, one we'll have maybe Susan Buchanan from New Jersey Autism, and we'll talk a little bit about it and hopefully shed some light on it. So maybe when you see these individuals in the community, you'll understand a little bit more and just open up your eyes and open up your hearts and understand that you don't know what other people are carrying, what baggage they're carrying in their lives, and just be a little bit more sensitive to everybody out there. Hey, everybody, have a great week. Michelle,
thank you.
Thank you for joining me, and thank you for filling in, Chris.
Me.
You're right. I was worried at first that we didn't have enough content, but
no,
I tell you what, we could go another hour.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So,
it's hard to cover everything the Chamber does in 1 hour. And honestly, there's so much more we didn't speak of.
Sure. And if anybody has any questions, I'm sure you can call Michelle, but you can also call me. You can always reach me at 973-547-7748. I do inspections. I have a company that does it if you're looking for that, or even if you just want to talk. I take phone calls. I'm a salesman and I'm a talker, as you can figure that out. My wife said that there's no problem with you on the radio. The problem will be getting you off the radio. So have a good week and have a good weekend, everybody. And we'll talk to you next week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A partial breach of a containment wall is being reported at the remains of a chemical plant fire near Houston. Intercontinental Terminal Company says the wall broke this afternoon and crews are working to contain the breach and have suggested that people stay in their homes. The company is also reporting another benzene spike near the chemical fire, to which Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton says it's really no big deal.
There's been no scenario that's occurred in the city of Deer Park, which is where my reference point is going to be, where we even considered evacuating the public.
Before heading off to Florida, President Trump was asked about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report and when it will be delivered to the Justice Department.
Well, we're going to see what happens. It's going to be very interesting, but we'll see what happens. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt. It's all a big hoax.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the